Do you remember what I did when the Billy Graham came on September 11th or 12th when he addressed the nation from the memorial service?
No, I didn't see you.
No, I was right there. You remember?
No,
we were both watching the TV.
On the TV.
Yeah, we were sitting there in the kids' bedroom, and Billy Graham came on. What did I do?
You left the room, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I left the room because I knew what I was going
to
hear.
I had to tell you later what he said.
This was interesting what we saw in the aftermath of September 11th. Very telling, especially on the topic of evil. And this is the ultimate question, isn't it? And I heard a lot of the popular radio commentators all of a sudden got religious. They were asking about evil. And the big question is, how in a universe that is supposedly run by a loving God can there be evils and tragedies like these? Where is He? Where is this God of yours? Why doesn't He do something about what's happening down here? And the Reverend Billy Graham took the world stage at the memorial service in the aftermath of September 11th. And with a nation mourning and looking for answers from the man who represents the Christian religion, said to the world, "I do not know why evil and sin has come into the world. But God doesn't do it." He also said this. He said, "Well, we know that some are in heaven right now. What's the corollary?"
We're at rest.
Yeah.
I'm glad you used that phrase, "the rest," because to Billy Graham, it was simply the rest. But for a lot of people on that day, the rest was their child. The rest was their son, their daughter, their mother, their father. What about the rest? It's good. It's a good question. Billy Graham had no consolation for the rest.